When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is There Goes My Money.
Welcome to There Goes My Money, the twice a month podcast about new products, new pre-orders, and new things we've bought. There Goes My Money is made possible by the support of our generous patrons, including our touch tier patrons, who have the opportunity to host the show with me. If you'd like to sign up and be part of the show, head over to patreon.com/tfradio to become a touch patron. I'm Chris, and in this episode, I'm joined by our touch tier members, Spider Bob.
So what Chris just basically said was, is it's our own fault.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're the ones to blame here.
Yeah. And I've also brought this on myself to no small degree. Joey Russell.
You have no excuses. You brought it all on yourself.
Gaming Fix, a.k.a. Frank.
Hey.
And John Hamilton.
You know, during RFC Pledge Month, just a small donation and Brian will send you a tote bag.
Or a coffee mug.
Disclaimer, there are no tote bags available for this promotion.
Operators are standing by.
How about training cards?
Yeah, no more physical rewards. The trading cards will go out, but I'm not involved in that, and I'm not having anything to do with it.
Sometime in 2027.
This podcast is as far as I go.
I want my tote bag.
I just want my Don trading card.
All right, so the first new thing we have up this week is the Autobot Stand United 5-pack. Sean, did you ever actually get to pre-order one of these?
Well, yes. I went on for the... I got my notification. It looked great. Got two put in my basket. Did my form of payment. Goes, hang on. We're sold out. This was for the members only part. So I got on the Discord and ran it and raved.
I remember.
And then somebody put on there, it's open for the regular people now, and you tagged me, and I got on there, and I used my non-member email and bought two, one for me and Joey.
Oh, good.
So, but it should not, for a member, this whole you get an hour's notice, no, it should be like 2 days members only, and there's plenty for the members before they let the non-members on there. And I pay for that privilege. It should be a privilege.
And I go back to, it's a pre-order.
Yeah, how do you sell out your own product on your own toy shop?
Well, yes. So these have already been going through manufacturing because we've had leaks of the sound speaker and the wheel jack.
They can make more.
Yes.
And, if I sell another 100,000,
yeah, and
I think I'll go ahead and
demand supply.
They may very well do another batch of these down the line a little bit.
But if you're going to have a members exclusive thing, and this is for your members page, let the members buy them all. And if you sell out, then you can make more.
Yeah, I think that more runs into the problem of that Hasbro Pulse is not actually Hasbro. It's a contracted retail management company.
Yes, and but they represent Hasbro. They have the Hasbro name all over them. So as far as the consumer is concerned, they are Hasbro.
Yeah.
That's a good point. It is a public-facing website.
Yeah. You're not wrong
If I put RFC all over my stuff and I do a crappy job, Brian's gonna get mad.
Right. Yes, and so will I. No, but like Ben McCrae has even hinted at that they're kind of beholden to what the people running Hasbro Pulse are willing to take on, or you know, what makes business sense to them. So like,
well, I mean, if you want my name, you're gonna do what I say too.
I think honestly person or the people handling the retail side of this probably have a little bit more power to wield in this relationship than Hasbro does, because those people can go and make deals with anybody else. Hasbro is the one who's got to find a company that will actually handle their logistics for them like this, so that they don't have to do it themselves. It's the same thing of Hasbro doesn't have any power over Target or Walmart. You know, the retail side always has the leverage, because if they say no thanks, Hasbro has nowhere to go with that product.
But at the same time, Hasbro is going to say, fine, we'll make sure everybody else gets their stuff long before you do, And when customers are 6 months behind getting from you, they'll quit using you.
I think that may have already happened.
Well, there you go. I would do that. I mean, it's like Hasbro should have the upper hand in the deal. You've got my name on your product. But you better carry my product.
You do have a very good point, Chris. And that sort of phenomena came about, I think, largely due to Walmart.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones that were telling their suppliers how much they wanted to charge their customers.
Yeah.
And they had to make the production fit Walmart's requirements.
Yeah. And the other thing Walmart notoriously did besides that was not just say, this is how much we want to charge, but they also then would say every year, okay, you got to get this to us cheaper this year than you did last year.
Right. That's why Snapper stopped doing business with them.
Yeah. And Rubbermaid.
And we'll put Rubbermaid out of business from what I recall.
I think, yeah, well, okay, so like Rubbermaid as it was, I think is gone. I think the branding still exists. Like somebody still owns that the same way, like, you know, they're still Twinkies, even right. though, you know.
Different company bought them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's an iconic brand.
Exactly. Yeah, I you know, well, so Rubbermaid more than Twinkies, but the brand, you know, represents quality, so, you know, somebody wants to cash in on that.
Just to segue a little bit more on that. So I know the Toys R Us stores were being put inside Macy's. Mm-hmm. Apparently Macy's is on downturn as well.
Yep.
They've been on the upturn ever?
Yeah, well, you know, Macy's has never really been my thing, so.
Yeah.
They are pricey, very pricey. They're not designed for this economy.
For for the people who can't see us, Frank is in the tuxedo right now.
I'm more of a Target guy myself.
Yeah, Target's nice if you can get it.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, you know, you were mentioning that you only have Walmart available in your area. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's one way to say that you live in the sticks without saying you live in the sticks.
And sir, I live in the sticks.
There you go. All he got is Walmart. Yep. They conquered the countryside first.
So the Walmart in my town is number 264 and it's a super center now. It wasn't always, it was one of the first super centers they installed in the US.
We've got a Hypermart up the street from us. It was like a even bigger than a supercenter.
Oh, well, I've never seen one of those.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The thing's ridiculous. It had a McDonald's in it.
Our supercenter used to have a McDonald's in it. Then the contract ran out. And
I haven't stepped into that Walmart in years because every time I go in there, I was pissed off by the time I walked out. So I just
That's just the Walmart experience.
Well, there you go.
Why do Walmart smell like cat litter now?
You know, in Arkansas this one time, me and Kilby went into a Walmart and the whole thing smelled like farts.
Walmart. Oh, my gosh.
That's one of our classic BotCon 2012 anecdotes. True story.
Isn't enough about the Autobot 5-pack?
Well, I wanted to ask, this is the first we've seen of Sunstreaker and Jazz. Yeah. We'd seen Hound's original deco. This one's a little bit different, but like particularly Sunstreaker, what do you guys think about how that turned out?
I think it turned out great.
Before? Pretty good.
He's not multi-yellow, from what we can tell, anyway.
But this is the same mold that we've seen before. They just changed up the colors. That's what I thought.
Yeah, they just they dressed him up more.
Yeah.
Took out the transparent.
I mean, I guess so many of these dang things, sometimes I forget, but I'm looking at that Trailbreaker and I'm like, I own that toy already.
Yeah, it's the Earthrise molds.
Yeah. Yep.
The question is Hound coming out solo? Is he still going to be a Target exclusive?
Probably not. We really do think that the 5-pack exists because Target cut a bunch of planned Buzzworthy exclusives, and this is what Hasbro ended up doing to get these to get out to retail.
Why are Hounds always so hard to get?
Siege Hound wasn't. That was the first wave figure.
But it didn't look like Hound. I didn't even buy it.
You missed out.
He looks okay. He's not bad. He's just...
Did you get the Cybertron Defense Hotshot version?
No. Blue? No.
Wow, you missed out.
I don't care about Cybertron Defense either.
But it's such a good mold. You missed out.
Joe would be getting rid of his shortly if I want it.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, I like Jazz is probably the one I'm least interested in slash impressed by. Like, it's at least different, I think, from the original version. But like,
they changed the window colors. That's
pretty much it. Yeah, all the rest of them look really good. And yeah, Sunstreaker losing the transparent plastic and not having to have the roof painted over, like, that has just done wonders for that mold.
Transparent plastic is always kind of a bad idea. I don't know why they insist on still doing that.
What about transparent aluminum?
It's well, so pretty, though. That's the thing.
That's not a thing for starters. That's a science fiction bang. That's,
but it's only one real inch thick.
They're working on it, though.
Could you imagine? It would,
it is, it hello, was computer.
Just as windshield was one inch thick. That toy.
No, I like all of them in the five pack better, and I'm disappointed. I'm a little disappointed with Jazz. I thought that with the paint upgrades that everybody was getting, and the totally new mold Hound's getting, that Jazz would be, I don't know, decoed up some more.
A G2 Jazz.
No, not a G2 Jazz. But
I would buy it if it was a G2 Jazz.
Jazz is
just got like an extra sticker, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jazz is jazzed up a little bit, but like
a little, ever so slightly, though.
Yeah,
but he was an 86, so he was already going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, the Studio Series 86 stuff should have all been opaque plastics and, you know, blue cartoon windows anyway.
Yes.
But that's an argument for another occasion. Yeah. So I have this on pre-order. Sean has pre-ordered two. Bob, Frank, or where are you at on these?
I already own these molds.
Fair enough. I want to get it. I'm thinking about it because that would be, I mean, it'd be a lot of money, but you know, I just
have get it from Entertainment months, Earth, and might have it by Christmas.
A couple months that I wouldn't. Just wouldn't get any Transformers for a while.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't spark joy.
Well, fair enough.
For me.
It sparks Joey.
All right.
Yeah, that's really weird.
So next up, we have the Doom and Destruction collection. This is the Amazon exclusive capsule for this year. The first two sets we've seen are the Mayhem Attack Squad, Chop Shop, and Barrage, the Deluxe Insecticons, and a two-pack of Breakdown and Windsweeper.
And again, the second you get on the website, it's sold out.
The Insecticons did sell out really quickly on Pulse in particular, which prompted me to put a pre-order in for them on Amazon so that I could decide later if I wanted to actually go through with it.
So I bought them both on Amazon.
tfradio.net/Amazon. meanwhile, Breakdown and Windsweeper is something I'm definitely going to keep an eye on that and wait for it to get a price reduction, because that's totally going to get a price reduction. The Deluxe Insecticon set actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, they look really good.
And we're supposed to get the fifth one next year. So
yeah.
Or the fourth one, excuse me.
Yeah, Venom's going to be a mainline toy, which, you know, that's great for people who are not like as plugged into all of this as we are, who are just going to walk into like a GameStop or something and see Venom hanging out there, and it's like, oh, that's, you know, one of that group of Insecticons. Where are the other three? Well, if you go back 3 years,
they probably don't know there were, you know, four Deluxe Insecticons to begin with.
The Target four packs have been so good, and I thought they were selling well. I hope they're not stopping those.
I think it's just too early to know what would be in store for 2025.
Because the one with the gold bug and the ransack, that was a good one.
Although that one did end up like clearancing out.
Well, they clearance them fast. I don't know why they clearance them too fast. But
well, okay, so like the Troop Builder multi-pack from last summer, like that never went on clearance anywhere, and that didn't even like languish on the shelves. Like that,
it went on sale though.
Well,
it was on sale.
It debuted during an on sale period. Like that was its on shelf date was during a Transformer sale and when the Target Circle app had like really aggressive like incentive bonuses.
I guess that was pre Christmas though, wasn't it?
That was in the summer. Like late summer. I think that was like an August thing. So the Troop Builder pack is available on Target.com. You can still order it. It's at full price. but like the in-store presence, which is usually what prompts the markdowns, like those came and went. Those all sold through. Like it was probably one of their best performing buzzworthy Bumblebee products since the first year of that.
And it was a good deal with the seeker in there.
Yeah, it was. So like
and the thing about those, if you just want pieces, you can usually find somebody to split them with.
Yeah. That's how I got like at least four of the Cybertronian Trooper. So I don't think we have any hint yet about the four pack for this year, but it's a little bit early for that. The Target stuff, we usually find out about a little bit later on than this, but there probably will still be something. But like the Goldbug set kind of clearanced out. I think the World Collide set also ended up clearing out, maybe not as aggressively. And
what was
then,
in that one?
That was the Toy Colors Black... Well, no, not the Toy Colors. The Package Art Colors Black Arachnia, the Purple Optimus Primal, and some other stuff. But yeah, Target does end up clearancing those sets out, but like, except for that World... or the Flash of the Beast, whatever, the Gold Bug in Insecticons one, like, it's usually not that fast or that aggressive. That was kind of an exception.
Yeah, I got two of them, but I got four and five of the last, the Troop Builder, because it's a Troop Builder.
Yeah, it's a Troop Builder. Yeah, so the Deluxe Insecticons they did here are surprisingly nice. It's, like, it's amazing what they were able to pull out of those Insecticon molds to get the different characters, including turning Bombshell backwards.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the bits from the other Insecticons in these.
Yeah.
But they do look very good
mm-hmm.
compared to the like G1. They look like they did a good job on them.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's the Breakdown in Windsweeper 2-pack.
Windsweeper looks good.
Yeah, Windsweeper looks fine.
Give him a new head.
Windsweeper is not really the problem here now, is it?
Breakdown's all right. I mean, they use the
Bulkhead, legacy Bulkhead mold.
So, I mean.
Oh, okay. Right. That's why it looks familiar.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, like, I'm kind of interested in Windsweeper, but, like, the Breakdown is just, like, everything is wrong.
Got weird proportions because
hammer.
Using the cab is basically, you know, the entire chest and torso.
Yeah, I mean, Bulkhead had the same weird proportions, and, like, in a way, it was worse on Bulkhead, because Bulkhead's body shape was never supposed to be quite that.
So I have a confession. I own no Bulkheads. So
you didn't get the Wrecker pack? Wrecker mm-hmm. 5-pack?
I do not own any Bulkheads.
I have the 2012? The Robots in Disguise Prime Bulkhead. The second Voyager, the Weaponizer. I think they were calling those Weaponizers then. Second edition Bulkhead, basically. I have that. I think I still have Leader Class Animated Bulkhead, although that's been packed away for so long, I might as well not have it.
Hmm.
But yeah, I totally noped out on Legacy Bulkhead, because like, it did not evoke the character in any way.
Somebody had him on sale for $12, and I bought him that way. I forget who it was. Was it? It was a furniture place. Wayfair or something like that?
Hmm.
Wayfair had
furniture. I thought they sold all sorts of stuff.
Or what's the other place like Wayfair?
I don't know, Sean. What is?
I don't know.
I'm looking at Joey, but he can't tell because
he's not Sean. No, we've bought all sorts of furniture from Wayfair, but
it was a place like Wayfair or something.
I don't know.
No, it went IKEA.
IKEA.
I get all my Transformers at IKEA. I get my Transformers cabinets at IKEA.
They're all wood, but they're Transformers.
That's what she said.
Yeah, you know what? There's an idea right there. Wooden Transformers.
This feels like
a I want to say it was a Wayfair. I want to say it was Wayfair.
Well, of course you want to say it was Wayfair. That doesn't mean it's true, Sean.
They've got just what you need.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I put a safety pre-order in for the Insecticons, and Breakdown and Windsweeper, like, that's going to have to get kind of cheap before I will bite on that one.
So I mean, they haven't shown up over on like BBTS. I'm assuming eventually they will.
They won't. They won't. This is Amazon's exclusive subline for this year. You know, like the Wreckers or that was last year's Amazon. Oh yeah, the pre-war Cybertron stuff.
Okay.
Memorable, so, wasn't it?
Amazon's going to get my money, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So we have a rumor from credited as reliable source that we're going to have our second official Lego Transformer coming out this year, and it's going to be Bumblebee.
What?
Always the Bumblebee.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Did any of you get Lego Optimus Prime?
I didn't know.
You got any Lego Transformers?
I mean, Lego Optimus Prime was, you know, kind of a steep ask at the 170, I think it was.
Yeah, it's insane.
Sean, you buy everything. Yes. Did you buy Lego Optimus Prime?
No, I did not. I saw him today. It was $180 at Target.
Yeah, so
$79.99.
Okay, so so would you get Lego Bumblebee at $90?
No. I don't care that much about it. Built to Rule ruined me on Lego Transformers.
Ah, more like Built to Ruin, am I right?
Huh? Yeah, it's they all suck. So I gave up on any idea of those long ago.
Legos in general are kind of expensive.
Bed Bath and Beyond. I'm sorry, it wasn't Wayfair. It was Bed Bath and Beyond.
They're out of business too.
Bed Bath and Beyond had Transformers.
Yep. I just looked at my email and I got a thing for Bed Bath and Beyond. That's the only thing I've ever bought from.
I mean,
the store or the website.
The website.
Okay.
Interesting.
I was going to say it was
Bed Bath
weird
and Beyond
enough.
Still have a website because I thought they went out of business.
They just sent me an email today.
Huh.
I thought it was weird enough in 2004 when Kohl's had Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm dating myself. But yeah, so Lego.
Are
Bumblebee,
you a cheap date?
You know, I wish I could say I wasn't, but. So Lego Bumblebee is rumored to be about 900 pieces and coming in at $89.99, making it, you know, fairly smaller than the Optimus Prime, which kind of makes me wonder, like, how well they're going to pull off engineering the transformation into it.
Supposedly it's the same guy who designed the last one.
Well, the guy who designed Optimus Prime was Joe Keyed, largely, yeah. And Joe Keyed used to work for Hasbro on Transformers.
And then he went to Lego to do Minecraft.
Yeah, he went to Denmark. I was acquainted with Joe Keyed back in the old days, actually. Cool guy. He you know, he knows the stuff. He liked what he was doing. And like the way that Optimus Prime turned out, like it shows, like, you know, with him involved, I trust that it's going to be the best thing it can be at the complexity and price point they're going for. Just we'll call it my limited imagination. I'm just kind of unsure about like how well a transforming Bumblebee at that complexity level is going to actually turn out. But it'll be definitely something to watch. I'm not going to buy it either way. Legos are too expensive for me, and that's not like, you know, the rabbit hole I need to fall down. It was bad enough when I was part-timing Mega Construct stuff, when Mega Construct still had stuff on shelves that wasn't Pokemon kits.
Yeah, the He-Man stuff.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the He-Man stuff was great. A couple years before that, they had the Ninja Turtles and Star Trek stuff. I love that stuff.
Well, I've got it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff was really cool. Those Mega Constructs minifigures were like some of my favorite things in the last several years, and now they're dead.
I've got Mega Construct like Bob figure.
A what?
A Mega Construct Bob figure. He went in a phone booth with Jason Tate, and they disappeared.
I guess he had to be there. Okay, yeah, so. This is something I'm really excited to bring up on RFC this week, but we're gonna launch it here first. Dr. Wu's Grand Galvatron 2-packs. So this is a little mini guys again. And
saw this, and I cannot figure out where you buy them.
Big Bad Toy Store has pre-orders up.
Okay.
So they're about $30 each for the 2-packs. So there's cartoon colors Galvatron. There's a toy colors Galvatron. I think there's a third one. So it's basically just pick the style you like. I'm really digging the look of that Toy Colors Galvatron set.
I've got the Galvatron array. I showed him off last episode. He's a cool little toy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like for $30, like I love Grand Galvatron is one of the single dumbest things in the Headmaster's show. And like to have a representation of that, even teensy tiny like that, like Eggbot size or less, for $30, yes, I'm on board with this. I will get that Toy Colors 2-pack because their Galvatron mold in those toy colors looks really sharp.
Their cassettes cost more than that 2-pack.
I think there's probably more complexity in those. Plus, like you said, there is one reused mold in here too, so they probably don't have to get as much cost back out of this.
Yes. Plus, it has all the best transforming parts.
The Earth will be part of him soon.
Soon, the Earth will be a part of me.
Yeah, he looks the same in all three, the Super Galvatron or whatever.
I think
he looks the same in all three. It's just different regular Galvatron.
Yeah, I think that's mostly the case.
So a little Hot 5 flashback here. When we discussed these episodes, typically we would talk about the Japanese one, and then and the week after that, in 5 years, we would talk about the dub. Now, the dub itself came out after Transformers, the movie. So the original Japanese version did not mention Unicron.
Right.
At all, or Unicorn, if you prefer. It just talked about the Earth. But the dub people knew about Unicron, so they looked at that thing and said, we'll just, mention Unicorn. And
this is Unicorn. Soon the Earth will be part of me.
Me. I need all the best transforming pots. And you know, sure I'd have the best transforming pots.
Good old Donkey Productions.
Catch up on dubs.
Yeah. What a bonkers episode.
Okay, so I'm in on this. Sean, are you getting one of these?
I am now.
Anybody else?
I'm thinking about it.
I wasn't going to, but now I'm thinking about it.
That thing? I just want to know how grand Galvatron is. How big is he?
Slightly bigger than the Galvatron, but I mean, they're still little.
I'd say he's 2.5 to 3 inches tall.
Oh, okay, so he's super tiny.
Yeah, they're little guys.
Gotcha.
That's why they're quote unquote only $30.
Okay, so right. That makes sense for two of them.
Yeah,
we have the TV version and we have the toy version. I don't know which.
There's also another version. He's all purple.
Reformatting version. That's it.
The Tron version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the toy main version difference looks is better.
This one. These have a clear gun. The other one's solid.
I think they also have a resculpted robot head. I think it's a little bit different.
That's his most vulnerable part in his head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pop out his head.
Where do you see the other?
Click on Dr. Wu.
Yeah, if you look at just the Dr. Wu listings, it'll all be up there.
Okay. Woo! Version I have would be equivalent to
the TV version.
His head does look different.
Mm-hmm.
His helmet crest and stuff looks much better, bigger. He's tiny, and I've got big thumbs. But he's simple.
Yeah, Dr. Wu stuff is so well reviewed. It's not something I want to get into fully, but like for a one-off. Ridiculous thing like this, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any other Dr.
Lego minifigure in him? He's Lego minifigures tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
When he's transformed, he can actually double as like one of those little Star Wars practice droids.
Oh yeah.
Lightsaber like I said though, he's about the size of a Yoda, Star Wars Yoda.
Oh yeah.
So
other Dr. Wu stuff. I have the two cassette combiner teams they did already.
Oh, yes, cool.
Me too.
Those are really nice. They, like, as third-party stuff goes that I've handled, they're the closest feeling to official product in terms of overall quality and just how the hand feel is.
So Dr. Wu used to be mostly add-ons, didn't it?
They started out with add-ons, and then, like, the little minifigures like this is also, I guess, something within their capacity to kind of handle, so...
Right. Do they work with Hasbro on this, or is
certainly not
IP theft?
Okay. Yeah, it's totally IP theft. We're in that part of the show.
She's pretty.
So speaking of IP theft, we have a look now at Fans Hobby's Armada / Energon Starscream in robot mode, the prototype. We talked about this on the previous episode, I think, the jet mode where they're trying to make it be Armada and Energon through some parts changing and like reshaping the wings. The robot mode looked a lot more solidly Armada inspired, but at the same time, like, I can kind of see where they might still be able to style it as either one, depending on user preference.
Well, the problem is the colors are two totally different, vastly different things.
Yeah, that's gonna be the interesting thing to see how they work that out. As heavily as the robot is favoring Armada, I think they will probably end up going that way. It's closer to classic Starscream colors. But yeah, like, I like the way the robot mode looks. Like, I'm pretty happy with the development at this point.
How big are these going to be?
The fan tubby stuff is usually like masterpiece equivalent scale.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a little bit bigger. It's going to be a little bit on the pricier side, obviously, but like, for me, it might be worth it because I really like Armada Starscream. Stay tuned for further developments. Let's see. We have some color photos of Iron Factory's Leozac, which shows the little individual figure. And then also there's one picture toward the end of the was certainly a separate entire, you know, torso containment piece that it comes with. So that the form of the actual combiner part by itself. And like, it looks nice and everything. This isn't something I think I would ever really get into, especially knowing the way they're handling the combiner aspect of it. But like,
how much are these individual pieces on these things?
The individual pieces are probably more expensive than the Dr. Wu 2-packs.
Yeah.
Especially with the, you know, combiner chunks they all come with. There's a lot of plastic in there for little things.
But they do come with the breast pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, and Iron Factory stuff is always regarded as being really nice. So, I mean, you at least know you're buying quality. It's just, you know, your comfort level on, like, okay, you can build 90% of this combiner without ever plugging in the individual figures.
But my thing is, when you buy them like this, I would rather just buy a 5-pack and know I got it all, or 6-pack.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be at least a 6-pack.
Because I'd hate to get there and then go, well, I can't get this last guy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Flashback to trying to complete combiners as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, no kidding.
I was lucky. So, like, you know, my first Transformers era was G2, and I was able to get the G2 Constructicons, all six of them. Trying to get Bruticus or Superion the following year, though, that was a non-starter, basically. I have a Fireflight and a Swindle, and that's all I have of those original G2 teams.
Gosh, when I was in college, I remember going to Big Lots there in the, it was in Starkville, Mississippi, tiny little town. The Big Lots there at the time had all of the G2 all of the G2 Combaticons.
Yeah.
And I could have gotten them all at once for, I don't know, $10
mm-hmm.
at the most. And I ended up picking up, let's see, who was it? I got Brawl and
I assume these were Vortex. Not the notorious Big Lots knockoffs.
No, they were straight up G2 Transformers. And cause I remember going into, I was probably 19 at the time and thinking, what is this crap?
Yeah.
Cause I didn't know anything about it. I mean, that was my first introduction to G2 Transformers, was going into that store and seeing that G2 Transformers or Transformers Generation 2 and thinking, literally, I probably said it out loud, what is this crap? I mean, it's the wild, wacky colors, but they're, you know, Combaticons, so I couldn't help myself. I got two of them, even though I had that sort of attitude about it. But anyways, I don't know. I still have them someplace.
Yeah, I still got my Firefight and Swindle someplace.
I wish I'd gotten all of them. I wish I'd gotten all of them times two and kept them in the pack, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, especially with, if you had gotten G2 Slingshot, for instance, you definitely wouldn't have kept that one in the package.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Let's see. Ah, yeah, so, remember when Unicron had a throne?
Sure.
No.
Well.
Did go to the bathroom? Or?
Yeah, well.
I mean, he hangs out in space.
What do you think meteorites are?
Oh, dear.
He hangs out in space. What does he need a chair for?
That's Unicron scat.
Yeah, so Premium Collectibles Studio remembers Unicron having a throne, and they've made a statue to that effect, or they're going to make a statue to that effect. They've released a render showing what their Unicron statue that they're going to produce will look like, and he sure is sitting on a chair that's even bigger than him. Unicron, the planet-sized transformer that eats other planets, having an even bigger planet-sized throne to sit upon, apparently.
So is this for the Hasbro HasLab Unicron? Or what size are we talking?
That's a that would good be funny. Question. Yeah,
it'd be we'll interesting. Just get a regular chair.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah, don't like get a little toddler chair and put your HasLab Unicron in it. If I had gotten one of those, I probably would have done something like that. That's a good display option. Or if you have like studio cell, you could do it with that too. Yeah, no, I'm baffled at this with the choice to put Unicron on a throne because, you know, Unicron is just so well known for, you know, sitting menacingly in a giant yes. chair.
It's more of a Death Sandrus thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs chips and a Coke.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Might as well, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, getting this crazy with it, why not?
It's watching the tube.
So, like, even if you just get past the initial conceptual problem of Unicron sitting on a chair, the problem I have with how they've gone about it here is they should have made the throne look like it was made from the rubble of a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Like, Unicron just having this, you know, beautifully crafted easy chair to relax into doesn't really make any sense. The other alternative that I would accept here would be if the throne was an exact replica of Martin's recliner from Frasier. Like, just one or the other. Those are the two options I will take for Unicron sitting in a chair. It's either a dead planet that he's in the middle of eating and, you know, he took a break, or, you know, it's the ugliest recliner ever known to man.
He munched it into the shape of a chair, and yeah. then he sits in that. Yeah,
yeah, like a kid chewing a Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun.
I like that idea the best. Yeah.
Also, it's interesting they made the exact same marks on both sides of the chair.
Hmm. I mean, at this point, I would assume, you know, they modeled like half of the thing and then just mirror flipped it.
That's what I'm guessing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the 3D rendering.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, this is just kind of...
Which I'm going to do the bottom part mirrored, just those two yeah. parts.
How much are they going to charge for this thing?
Well...
I mean, best, I don't care
yeah,
at all.
The best answer I can give you is too much.
Yes.
Premium Collectibles is also going to have a less baffling Devastator statue apparently go up for pre-order on the 7th, but that didn't seem quite so entertaining to talk about, so I just stuck with the bithroned Unicron.
All right, everybody can take a drink. I ordered my Galvatron.
Oh, okay. Good. Cheers. And finally, something for Sean's dog.
Yeah, she'd kill that.
I think that's the point. Yeah, so I don't actually know who makes this, but it's an Optimus Prime Crunch and Squeak dog toy.
It says Optimus. On the back here, dog toys licensed by Hasbro.
Uh-huh.
And it's at Ross, is where this person
for $5.
Is.
So, I mean, for $5.
Today, I didn't know the look.
For $5, it'd be worth when your dog kill it.
Gramercy Products Limited.
She'd start looking for things that look like that.
Your Transformers.
I got Optimus Prime everywhere. I don't need him destroyed.
It's like crunch, 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 crunch. Is that my MP Optimus Prime?
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's my chew toy. I'm a good boy.
Yep. Don has his cat. Sean has his dog.
Yes.
Plural.
Three.
Well, that's the only one I've seen.
Is that poodle nervous to be on camera?
No, I'm rubbing her. I'm petting her tummy.
Thought maybe she had the shakes.
She does that too. But
she's a poodle, not a chihuahua.
No. Mm-hmm. All those little dogs.
She says it's bedtime. I want to get in bed.
Me too.
I just want to eat my pokey.
Here, sit in your chair right here.
What do you got?
Pokey.
Ooh.
I had that the other night. Charizard's pretty good.
Do what?
Pokey.
No.
I regret to admit I got that joke, Sean.
My girlfriend's daughter's birthday, that we went to eat dinner, and she wanted to go to Ono Poke. And I kept texting her, and I was like, I hope the squirrel's fresh, because I just had Charizard yesterday. And she didn't respond, and she got there. I said, you're not checking your text, are you? She said, no. I said, because I've got good material, you're just not laughing at it.
The Kroger here, you know, has one of the sushi counters in it. It used to be AFC, and now it's some other Zen Sushi or something took it over. But they have, you know, among their other things, poke bowls regularly. And, like, on occasion, I will go and pick one of those up, and it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's AFC, I think. It was in Ralph's.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ralph's? Yeah, Kroger.
Yeah, Ralph's is a Kroger company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Kroger's trying to buy Albertsons, too, so soon they will own all.
And I've seen AFC counters in some Publix locations, too, and that's not a Kroger company. So, like, you know, they do contract around a little bit.
Yeah.
Do they own AKC, too?
No, I don't think they own the American Kennel Corporation, club, whatever.
Just more cats. They leave more towards cats.
All right, let's talk about what we got this week. Joey, why don't you go first?
I got nothing this week.
What about last week? It is a two-week process.
That's true. No, I didn't know. No, there's things that I want to get, but no, I have not.
Frank, it's over to you.
Sure. I got this lovely gem at 7-Eleven.
Oh, thank heaven.
$2.99. And
which one is it?
It is Transbots. Definitely not Optimus Prime. And on the back it says Deform 5-in-1, and it's got like these little I'm showing since this is a podcast, it's got
is it
like five vehicles, and looking at the picture I think I figured out that it's some kind of a combiner.
Oh,
I have no idea where I would find the other components for it, but
8-12.
I don't know.
You got that at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I regret to say I got the joke, Sean.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of strange, but I picked it up. And
my gas station's
probably going to leave it sealed, because I'm pretty sure that I will break it if I
it's a collector's try item.
And transform it.
So it reminds me of 2013 at Chardacon, if you remember that, the little independent convention in Charlotte. I found at one of the vendors there an oversized bootleg of R-Blade, which was the Jetfire-colored hooligan from Robot Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was so happy to find that. I love Cyber Jets. I love that deco on that. It came with, also scaled-up weapon from one of the Machine Wars Flip Changer molds, actually, oddly enough. And then a couple of years later, when I went back and dug that out again, I hadn't even actually taken the whole thing out of the package because I didn't want to risk breaking it, but like all the white plastic on it had just turned brown in the intervening years. It made me so sad because like, when am I ever going to find that again? The upsized Machine Wars weapon is just fine, though. That was black plastic, so like original 2007 era Crasher, Fracture, whatever is holding that, because the peg's a perfect fit for that Mirage mold's weird-sized hands. Anyway, that's please continue, Frank.
That's a Robot Masters deco, isn't it?
As far as looking at it, it doesn't... I'm not even sure how it would transform into the full truck, because...
It would convert?
No, I know that, but... Maybe it's a part form where you have to rip it apart to...
It could well
get
be.
Get it with a hammer, and then you get some glue.
Mm-hmm. As it is...
Oh, yeah. Use a drill.
Zoom's
Frank, you're heavily censoring yourself.
There yeah, Zoom's know, background blur is not playing nice with that.
No, it's not. I don't like it. But yeah.
But for our audio listeners, they can see it just fine.
Yes.
I know.
I can edit in the sound of some static there every time the toy blurs out on the video. Try to give some of the experience. Or just put a dull beep in the background underneath the dialogue.
All right. But that's all.
All right.
No ham sandwiches or anything.
Bob?
Got nothing.
I mean, you just had a roast beef sandwich.
That's true. Instead of a ham sandwich, I had a roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
So, no, I got stuff on pre-order that I'm still waiting on. Mm. Yeah.
The constant struggle.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. And stuff that other people have gotten like months and months ago. So hopefully BBTS isn't going to cancel my orders.
Yeah, hopefully not. Because at this point, it's probably too late to find another source for that.
Mm. That's just life sometimes.
Yeah. All right, Sean, what did you get?
I got a bunch of ham sandwich Legos. Well, I'm not going to show them, but I got bored and went to Ross and got me a Optimus Primal. What are they called? Rescue Bot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The like Classics Heroes series or something.
Yeah. Or you can go on Hasbro Pulse and get them on sale for $10. I got them for $4 at Ross.
Yeah. I saw a couple of those at my local Ross, like during the big, like, you know, everything's there at Christmas push.
Right. And they had the other ones too there, but, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got me some, what's the name of the show? Earth Spark?
Hmm.
I know you call them Flip Changers.
Oh, yeah.
I got the
like one step changer things.
The Skull Cruncher.
Oh, so nice.
Skull Cruncher.
Oh, and yeah, that's one of the ones that does the butterfly knife thing.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. That's about all of them do. I don't know. Okay. It's the only one I've opened. But I like him. But I got a breakdown just to, because Joey told me to look out for a breakdown.
Yeah.
And I know that's not what he meant. I got the upcoming Swindle early. That's supposed to come out till next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I got Megatron just because I want to turn that into something else.
Oh? See that?
But he kind of reminds me of the Obsidian from Beast Machines.
Oh, okay.
And I was at Target and I found an RC Super 7 figure and I was like, oh, I don't want to pay $17 for that. I said, but that's kind of old. Let me check it. It was $6. So I picked it up.
Okay, that's perfectly valid.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I don't know if I have one or not, but for $6, third of the price. So
yeah,
that's all I got.
That's what they should cost.
Yes. I was gonna say that's what they should go for. Absolutely,
they still made money. Don't worry.
Okay, well, I guess that brings it to me. So in between the show and our last one, I picked up a few things. Where should I start? Okay, so I guess I'll start from technically the oldest. So just before my birthday, Diecast grabbed me something off of my Amazon wish list, but it was a pre-order item. So it was just this past week that it came into stock and shipped out. It's Rise of the Beast Studio Series Deluxe Wheeljack.
Oh, okay.
So,
is that the bus?
Yeah, that's the Volkswagen bus. And like, I kind of have a thing for like old Volkswagens. So, you know, I love having the, like, Netflix Bumblebee, that's the realistic Volkswagen. Code Red is the Volkswagen, like, Type 2 van, which is the, like, a little bit newer one versus the model that Wheeljack was. And up to this point, there has not been a Transformers toy of the classic original Volkswagen bus. There was one of the dreads in The Last Knight that was going to be based on that for a vehicle mode. Of course, that never got a toy, and I'm not even sure if that alternate mode got into the movie. When I got to go do a visit of the filming location in Detroit, they showed us a lot of the vehicles they had stored away for use in some of the scripted scenes, which I think a lot of those got cut. But one of the things they had in one of the shipping crates was this wonderfully restored old Volkswagen bus, and I'm so sad that that did not like develop further out into a toy. And I was really excited when that alternate mode turned up again for Rise of the Beast. Unfortunately, the toy doesn't really live up to that excitement.
That's too bad.
So, like, the robot mode's not too bad. The, you know, the look and feel of it's okay. I especially like that they kind of recreated the like classic Autobot car door wings look with it. Like, I felt like that was a pretty nice touch. And, you know, the poseability and everything's pretty okay. The shoulders are a little bit weird because of how the transformation is engineered. So there's like an outward cut for the ball joint shoulders, so the arms can kind of turn backward. And then there's a hinge to do the up and out to the sides thing, which is not a really good combination of jointing for arm poseability. Like, it's kind of backwards from how it needs to be. But for the most part, like, there's not, like, a, you know, glaring insurmountable problem with the poseability. The transformation is terrible. It's one of the worst things I've transformed in quite a while. Like, the whole front end, the whole front half of the thing is an exercise of, no, these parts can't just phase through each other. They somehow have to go around each other. And there's, mm-hmm. you know, little or no clearance for that to happen smoothly or safely. I had one of the doors pop off once going through the process. It's made to do that, so it went right back on. And, you know, it wasn't a big deal.
They grind together to simulate the transformation noises.
Yeah, I guess so. Once I did finally get fully transformed, the alternate mode's pretty nice. You know, there's panel separations and stuff, as you'd expect, but they're fairly minimal, which I probably would assume is, you know, Volkswagen's people stepping in and saying, don't make this look like it's, you know, a piece of aluminum foil. The problem I have with the alt mode, nice as it is visually, it's so tiny. This is a deluxe toy. Yeah, it doesn't scale with anything. It's really, really little.
Is it smaller than the new Bumblebee?
Smaller than the new Bumblebee. Which new Bumblebee? The animated one? You know, I don't have that, but it might scale to that. It's teeny tiny. Wow. You know, the first hint we had of Studio Series Wheeljack being a thing, the inside info people were saying that it was going to be a Voyager, and it really needed to be. You know, if they'd put this engineering on a Voyager-sized toy, I think it would have had more of the clearance it needed to do what it needs to do. And then the resulting vehicle mode would have probably been the same size as Code Red's vehicle mode, which would have been more correct. That more or less scales to, like, deluxe Autobot cars, which is why I wanted out of this. And this is just, it's really little. Like, I still like that this exists as an exercise, but, like, it's definitely disappointing versus what I was hoping to get out of it.
Wouldn't it be funny if the turtle van that's coming out was based off of that one?
I mean, well, it would save me like $50.
No, you're still going to charge you that big price.
Well, no, I just wouldn't buy it.
Because, you know, you got to pay for the turtle.
But you can't. You don't have a choice, Chris. You have to buy it.
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen bus. You got to buy it.
I think if anything, if it was going to be any kind of reused design or engineering work, it probably would be Code Red versus Wheeljack. Because
wouldn't it be funny?
Yeah. Based on the price point we've seen for the Turtles crossover, like, I'm thinking it's probably going to be a larger, maybe like fully original mold and not a do-over. And if that's the case, I'm hoping it will be something a little bit more genericized, like the original TMNT Party Wagon was, yeah. Where you could see, like, yeah, they had in mind a Volkswagen bus when they were designing this, but, you know, they filed all the serial numbers off and mm-hmm. put a Ninja Turtles logo on the front of it instead of a Volkswagen emblem. If it's going to be something more specific than that, though, I would assume it's going to be based off of the Mutant Mayhem movie, and the turtle van in that was based heavily on a Volkswagen Type 2. So that would lend support to the idea that Code Red would be at least the underlying basis for that.
All these vans, are we ever going to get a Mr. T van?
The A-Team van?
Or yes. A Mystery Machine.
Yeah. I mean,
a Knight Rider kid.
I think you could probably
Knight
do.
Knight Rider's supposed to be coming out.
I think you could probably do a Mystery Machine off of Code Red.
Yeah.
You know, the Mystery Machine looked roughly like this. I think it'd be close enough to pass, like, you know, vague scrutiny. You would just have to change out a couple of the body panels so you didn't have to do the Volkswagen licensing again.
I want a Mystery Machine based on a updated G1 Ironhide.
So, based on Code Red.
No, where you get the little seat for the head, you put Freddy in there, and he's the
face. I see.
No. What I want is a Mystery Machine that converts into a dog.
I mean,
now that would be some engineering and take that mystery machine and have it turn into a brown Great Dane.
I mean, you could do that because you just flip panels around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult.
I'm hoping that the turtle van will actually fit turtles. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know how likely.
Live turtles?
Turtles seems like a franchise that would be perfect for Transformers as well.
I mean, hey, Joey.
You about killed Joey. You about drowned Joey with that one.
How's that?
You
timed that, man. You.
But, I mean, they've done so much else with turtles. I don't see why you couldn't do a transforming turtle line.
Since they did was the first crossover the Ecto one or was it Gigawatt? Not necessarily Combiner Wars, but with that in mind, I would like to see like Bob said, the A-Team van. Mm-hmm. And that could be, if it's the Combiner, the center bot. And then like Kit and the General Lee and maybe like Airwolf. And what's the other one? I don't know. Help me out. Maybe the Fall Guy truck. I don't know.
Ooh, yeah.
Iconic vehicle from TV and or movies.
Is it easy get?
I wish they did the TARDIS.
The Homer, the TARDIS. Yep.
The Brady Bunch station wagon.
Mystery Machine.
Brady Bunch.
Yep. Oh, you're talking about the Family Funster? All right. What was a Brady Bunch? What did a Brady Bunch vehicle look like? I'm thinking
it was
of
a station wagon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like was it a 68 station wagon?
It had to have been because it was the 60s.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Man. I always think of the Brady Bunch of the 70s show, but yeah, no.
Yeah that's what I saw.
70s was, let's all sing a song.
Yeah.
And
I'd like a
why there has not been a Batmobile Transformer yet is just
I think that's just a problem with the DC licensing. What were you saying, Frank?
I'd like to see Beauty done as a Transformer. That'd be pretty cool.
Are you talking about the green car?
The Supernatural car.
Oh, okay.
Baby.
That thing was a
I thought it was Beauty. It's Baby.
Baby.
I was like a Dodge Charger or Challenger.
I forget.
I mean, at that point, why not just get the Planet Express ship?
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So anyway, moving on to the next thing I got. Thanks to an outlet sale on Hasbro Pulse, I finally got the Power Link's Legacy Hotshot with the new Jolt. That was about $30 before. Shipping's free because I have Pulse Premium. About $30 before tax.
Is that the Armada?
Which was, the Armada one, which $30 is about where I was at with that when they announced it. And then, they revealed the price of being like $44.99 or whatever. It's like, no, thank you. So I haven't done a whole lot with Hotshot because, there's no physical changes to Hotshot. It's just the deco. So I just, gave that a look to look over to make sure there wasn't any obvious paint defects or, anything broken out of the package. Mm-hmm. But I did spend a little bit more hands-on time with Jolt since that's the newest part, and it's actually really nice. The biggest quality of life improvement they have made to this was to put heel spurs on Jolt. If any of you remember handling the original Minicon Jolt from Armada,
big gaping hole in his heels,
and it couldn't stand up because of the weight of the propeller on the back. If you wanted that thing to stand up, you either had to raise the propeller up over the head, which it had the jointing to do.
Or lean forward.
Yeah, and I usually was ending up on the lean forward side of it.
Yeah.
So this can do everything the original one could do, plus it has elbows. It can even do the helicopter hat thing. I have it set up like that right now, just for nostalgia purposes. It is kind of that in-between color. It's like a salmony orange versus being either sharply red or sharply yellow like the original or Power Links versions of the toys were. But this is consistent more with the TV appearance. So it's a good middle ground to hit with that. And just it's really nice. I had gotten the shattered glass sideswipe from the 2-pack. Matt bought that for himself for the hot rod, and I got the sideswipe and the minicon off of him, and that minicon's really good too. And like, I don't think we have any word of more of these original mold minicons coming along, and that's kind of a shame because they were doing a really good job with these. I'm really impressed with how nicely the new minicons turned out.
Surely that'll come with a new wheeljack too.
Yeah, but it'll be the same mold.
Yeah, just different color.
Yeah.
I think I bought that one. I haven't opened it yet. Good check on that.
How many unopened toys do you have, Sean?
Years and years.
Years.
How much time do you got?
You probably still have KB toys in the box.
It's incomparable how many toys I have that are unopened.
Yes.
Saving them for a rainy day.
It rained today and I didn't do it. I mean, I bought three today, and I've opened one. I mean.
Well, if you ever find yourself coming up short when we're about to record a podcast, and you don't have for that period. Grab like a
mystery box.
Yeah, yeah. Just go grab a random unopened thing and open, and then talk about that.
What's in Sean's closet?
The new closet. We can go in our bedrooms. We can go in the garage.
One thing at a time.
We can go on what's on Sean's shelf that he opened. There's a pile of unopened boxes right there.
Funny. So do you still have a storage shed or did you do
it? I have an outbuilding.
Oh, I knew you had an outbuilding. That's why I was wondering if you did away with the storage shed.
All four storage units are now in there. So
the last thing I got was a little bit of a bigger ticket item. So I want to present this as a bit of a story. So in 2018 and 2019, the one big thing I was looking forward to was MP43 Masterpiece Beast Wars Megatron. Because Beast Wars Megatron is like one of my all-time favorite Transformers characters. And I was really into the idea of, okay, I'm going to have this big, beautiful representation of this character. It's going to be, you know, the ultimate expression of the character of Megatron. So, you know, that was $200-something, I think, even getting it through Amazon Japan. So, you know, little by little, I put in a pre-order on Amazon Japan. And with Amazon Japan, it's really cool. You can buy Amazon Japan gift card credit and apply that against pre-orders over time. Like, you know, you buy, you know, $20 worth this week, you put the code in and tell it, put that on my Amazon pre-order. So, like, you can basically do that as a payment plan while your pre-order is pending.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a really handy way. I think they still do that. You can't do that with Amazon US, but I'm pretty sure Amazon Japan still has that option. So, you know, I did that, and over the course of several months, just incrementally paid up the Masterpiece Megatron and, you know, waited for DHL to arrive at my door and drop it off. And, of course, I think we all probably know how MP43 turned out. It was visually stunning in both its modes. The problem was, the transformation required some certain strenuous force in some places, and not all of it was made with the most robust or thick materials, and I was deathly afraid I was going to break the damn thing just trying to transform it, which made me very sad. I ended up selling it on to another fan who I think actually appreciated it even more than I did for the positive qualities of it, which, I mean, I'm happy that it went to a good and loving home, but it left me without that ultimate expression of Megatron that I wanted. The thing is, though, Season 1 Megatron wasn't even the best of Beast Wars Megatron. The best of Beast Wars Megatron was all when he was in the Transmetal 1 body. So recently, I had the opportunity to get, at what I think is a pretty good price, the third party. It's from TransArt. It's their Metal Tyrant or something like that. But it is Transmetal Megatron at the Masterpiece scale. But this is designed much more sturdily, robustly than the official Season 1 Masterpiece. This is, obviously, it's, you know, improved and has more articulation stuff, but it's essentially just the original toy made bigger and with die-cast and better paint and everything. Like, it's not like Transmetal Megatron was that different between show and toy in the first place. So it's not like they had a lot of, like, makeup work to do to get it just right. But, like, they got it just right. Visually, it is just the most impressive thing. It is the face sculpts on it. They are, like, spot on perfect to what Megatron looked like in the show. It's wonderful. the hands scare me a little bit. The thumbs are ball jointed, and those joints are little teeny tiny, and like they stick in some places. I don't think they'll break, but I'm very delicate with those just in case. But like, if that's the only thing I've got to be that conscious of when I'm messing with that thing, it is leaps and bounds ahead of the handling experience of the official Masterpiece Megatron. Plus, it's the body that I wanted in the first place.
Who makes that again?
TransArt.
Okay.
How much was it?
I paid $140 with shipping for it. Which...
Hand?
No, from a... I got secondhand from a collector in the U.S.
Okay.
Who was having to sell some stuff off. So, oh. Like... I... No. No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you got this from overseas sources when it first came out, it cost more than that without even factoring like shipping cost in. So I think I got a pretty good deal. This is also the second run of this. The first run of this toy or figure, whatever, I don't know if I want to call it a toy when it's, you know, the near the $150 mark, but you do you. The first version of this, though, had electronics. It had lights for the eyes in Robot and Beast mode, which apparently were notoriously unreliable. So they did a second run and took the electronics out and then painted the eye. They did tamper grafts on the eyes for the dinosaur head and all of the optional robot faces, which actually is to my preference because then, you know, if I don't have the lights on, it's not just, you know, the dim, like almost black looking empty eyes, since it doesn't have to be translucent for the light piping effect.
And, two questions.
Yeah, sure.
Do the wings pivot the rotor?
Yeah, they absolutely do.
Like they did the car, and does he snap off apart at the waist?
No. Well, not that I discovered yet.
That was only a problem.
I was going to ask: is that a feature or a bug?
That was only the problem on Hasbro's Transmetal Megatron. The Takara release Metals Megatron is perfectly fine. That toy does not degrade and crumble apart. And I have one of those too.
Also, I know my Armada version Predacon is not broken.
Yeah. It was only a problem with that specific brown plastic that most of the Hasbro Transmetal Megatron's body was made of.
Right.
But yeah, like this feels really sturdy, really solid. Like I said, the thumbs are the only thing that worries me, and I'm probably just like paranoid over something that's never going to actually be a problem. I'm super, super happy with this, and like finally, almost 6 years later, when all said and done, I actually finally have the like showpiece version of one of my favorite Transformers characters that I wanted in the first place, the way that I wanted it. So like, I'm super, super happy.
All Hasbro has to do is reissue that. They don't have to update it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Beast Wars stuff has never been my thing, but I'm looking at this thing right now. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
It's big. So you see all that like copper color on it? That's, you know, it's metallic paint on there. It's beautifully done. There's a little bit of vac metal for the turbine fans that Sean was mentioning and the T-Rex head. Like, yeah, just everything about this is done so, so beautifully. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece. And the bad thing is, they have other characters, other Transmetal body characters, and I'm starting to be sitting here thinking, like, well, if this is this nice, maybe I should get a Tarantulas.
the Beast Wars Transmetals were some of the best figures. And
oh, yeah.
Some of them do not need... Cheetor, I never liked his hands being his head, but, you know, they fixed it with Ravage. But Tarantulas was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Primal was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Megatron was excellent.
Even
Rat Trap was good. You know, it's just they just hit out of the park with those. And rather than redo them, they just need to reissue Megatron and Primal.
Yeah,
and just be so sweet.
I mean, like I think if a lot of factors hadn't contributed and the Walmart Beast Wars reissues had gone on, we probably would have gotten into Transmetals at some point. I'm pretty sure the door is closed on that now, but based on some of the things they did with that line, if they had reissued Transmetal Megatron, I'm pretty confident they would have gone the same way they did with Tigatron and brought the Takara Deco in.
But we're on our third round of Soundwave, so why couldn't we get something else?
Because something else isn't Soundwave.
I mean, I bought so many of the last wave, I've got them sitting in boxes.
Obvious.
Yeah,
because coming soon is superior.
Coming soon to a future what Sean got this week.
Five boxes of Soundwave.
Pick Soundwave. Any
Five
Soundwave.
Blasters, too.
Sean.
Yes.
I know this isn't really the podcast to ask this question on because, I mean, the answer is kind of self-evident and we don't want to get too self-examinatory here, but you think you might have a problem?
No. I'm here to help others. Ask Joey. Joey will go, man, I wish I'd gotten Overlord. I didn't get him at the time. And what happened? I go, I got three.
You got more than that, man. And then guess who had one?
Yeah. So then Joey has an Overlord. Bob says, I can't find Astro Train. Bob finds an Astro Train all of a sudden in the mail. He got a Cosmos mail.
True.
I mean. Yeah.
The closest thing I have to the Overlord story is just, you know, I never got around to getting the Legends one when it was, readily available. And I had to end up going through Mandarake for that. At okay price, considering, what it tends to go for from.
Yeah, okay. But like, you can't beat the Sean prices. Joey, how much did you pay?
Well, yeah.
$0.
I'd say this is not a visual.
Sorry, $0.
You just have to allow Sean to make fun of you and his.
That's it. And some people don't get toys and they still get made fun of.
So, and you have to try to if you're going to attempt to pay Sean back, he won't accept cash. So, what you have to do is you try to have to question here and there as to what it is that I've always wanted this, but I've never been able to find it, and then find it, and then.
Which is how I got both Wilford Brimley and Harry Booth from Black Hole.
I was gonna say, like, it's kind of the problem of what do you get for the Sean that has everything, because Sean has everything, it sounds like. So yeah, Sean you have to look for the esoteric things like Wilford Brimley.
Pretty esoteric.
And all it right. says diabetes real big on the
back. I love it. I love it. I don't know where he is, but I love it. He's right here somewhere.
I mean, that was pretty great.
He's having his oatmeal.
He got me Ernest Borgnine, though, a couple of weeks before, or for Christmas. He got me Ernest Borgnine for Christmas. So, you can't beat the classics.
Everybody needs an Ernest Borgnine.
Anyway, I think that'll be our show for this week. Thanks to the guys for being here. Thank you all for listening. If you want to be a part of this entertaining madness, be sure to go and sign up as a Touch patron at patreon.com/TFRadio.
And get your tote today.
No, there are no tote bags. There's no more physical rewards. If you sign up today, you won't even get trading cards. That's just for the legacy patrons. Brian promises you'll eventually get the trading cards, and I believe him.
And it comes in a tote bag.
Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
You know how many regulatory hoops there are to go through to be able to peddle food like that? We don't have time for that nonsense.
You're talking about Springer mails me fudge all the time.
All right.
Are you sure it's fudge?
Oh, I hope it is. All right.
So, we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This has been There Goes My Money.
I'm going to have to make a tote bag with the world's greatest artist on it.
Yes. Yes, indeed. He does all his finest work with a pin up his nose.
Oh, on a tote bag. Oh.
Where are those? Yahoo.
Well, pack it full and
whoever heard Hot Five, you might know what we're talking about.
He's right now. He's confused.
Well, the episodes would have had to come out.
It's true.
I feel fairly certain that one did come out, but maybe not.
Who can really know at this point?
He put out like what?
The lost episodes.
The lost episodes, all of them.
Four out of like 120 something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also known as Brian.
In fairness, the fourth one had like 200 episodes in it itself.
You remember the meltdown, Don's epic rant against Diecast when he thought he wasn't recording the show? Like, his refrain was that the show that goes out on the internet, History on the Five is more a show, but like it just never went out on the internet. And at some point, at some point, we're going to stop making jokes about that in every episode of There Goes My Money, but not this week.
Nope.
It's a show that exists on a hard drive.
Somewhere. May or may not go out.
It's in the cloud, man. It's in the cloud. Which I guess technically is on a hard drive.
It's on a hard
server somewhere.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.